Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, October the 8th, 2025, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody, Kroger on Route 95 is having their kids' night out October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. Join them for some fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. So that's the kids' night out at Kroger on Route 95 here in Marion, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. Well, we've been having the conversation this morning in regard to city council, and maybe the bigger conversation that we're having here is, can people get along? Can people coexist in this world that we live in, which is sometimes very divisive, and accomplish things? I don't know. I'm not sure where we are anymore after watching some of these meetings. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything on your mind this morning, we can talk about it. We certainly talked about it yesterday. And I think a lot of these issues that came from Monday night's city council meeting have to do with the new position of economic development director for the city, and all the finance problems, everything that's went on with the treasurer, Tommy Reese, everything that's went on with the auditor, Miranda McGinnis, and Martin Watts, who also works in that office, everything that's went down with the finance committee. And by the way, if there is somebody on city council or somebody in one of these positions that would like to call in and discuss this and help us understand what in the world is going on, feel free to do so. The phone lines are always open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I just want to make very clear that nobody is saying that anybody should do anything that's wrong or illegal or they should not have done. But at some point, when do people start conducting themselves in a somewhat normal tone? And I don't know why this does not happen. It is always just a dogfight in these particular situations. And it's very interesting to watch. You know, kids have been asked to leave the room during city council meetings. I didn't think I would ever see anything like that, where kids are asked to leave the room. I don't know. It's just odd, and it's just hard for people to wrap their mind around. Well, as I was talking about earlier in the program, Carly Augenstein, Marion, Ohio girl, coming back to the Palace Theater, or coming to the Palace Theater on Friday night. That should be very, very interesting, to say the least. Let's take the phone call. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Oh, Brenda, how are you?
Oh, doing okay.
Good.
I have a comment to make.
Go right ahead.
Well, I really don't have a dog in the fight anymore since I don't live in Marion, but I did listen in to the committee meetings the other night, and I have to say that I was embarrassed for the entire city of Marion by the behavior of people.
You know,
and go ahead.
Well, Brenda, you've covered things like this for years. Why did that leave you embarrassed watching the committee meetings?
Well, because I always held elected officials at a higher standard, I guess. I don't know. It was just so embarrassing. And, you know, the whole world, it's out there for the whole world to see and hear. And I'm just so embarrassed for the entire community. But, you know, the one thing that I'm really disappointed is, and I realize that Bill Dichtel has only been on there a month or so, but as you look at his profile and his experience, I was in hopes that he would go to the auditor and the treasurer and try to help them figure things out. But maybe he's wanting to get his feet wet before he jumps in there. But I really think that he and maybe Ayers Ratliff would be the two people that possibly could help them get stuff straightened out.
Why do you think it's always a fight? Why do you think that it is always about calling somebody on the carpet and nothing, essentially, ever gets done?
I don't know. It's power struggle is the way I see it.
Well, and Monday night was very interesting because Terry Klein got into a tussle there with Mayor Collins. I mean, did you
I
ever...
know, when he yelled at him, I thought, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The leader of the city.
Yeah. Did you ever think you would live to see the mayor of Marion saying something like that to somebody in an open city council meeting?
Well, especially one of your constituents that pays taxes. No, I would never. And I do have to say that the previous mayors have come under fire, of course, but they always handled everything so gracefully. So it was pretty shocking to see that kind of temperament. Now, I realize that Bill Collins was in law enforcement and has that demeanor of forcibly getting people to say what they want them to say. But in the meantime, he also represents the entire city and should, I don't know, maybe he needs to go to finishing school or something to learn etiquette. I don't know, but it was very embarrassing.
Well, why do you think the drama continues with Tommy Reese, the treasurer? Because I was shocked in a way that apparently this argument, which has been well on display, Tommy Reese trying to get this legislation passed now for... it's had to have been months. And then all of a sudden we learn on Monday from the law director that this doesn't even need to be done, yet it's been argued about, screaming matches have happened, and it's not even something that needs to be done for another couple years. Why didn't somebody say that in the beginning?
I have no clue. I just see it as personality clashes, and I really hate to stay up with maybe a little racism.
Well, a lot of people have thought that, and I'm not sure what's going on there, but I'm trying to think, has anybody else ever on city council been talked to continuously the way that Tommy Reese has been talked to? I don't recall it. Do you, Brenda?
Not the 40-some years that I was around, no.
Well, and
never.
If and is it a city council person's job to yell at an elected official?
State that again. Let me think about that.
Yeah, is it a city council person's job to yell at an elected official in an open meeting, another elected official like the treasurer or the auditor?
Well, no, because I really don't see them as the boss. They were elected by the people, not by city council, and city council needs to remember that they were also elected by people.
Well,
so I think they're kind of on even keel there.
Well, that's the interesting thing, is Mayor Schertzer almost made a career out of saying that I am not the boss of the auditor, so I can't tell them to do things. If you don't like what they're doing, vote them out or come to council and voice your opinion as a citizen. All of a sudden, it seems as if council members can just openly yell at elected officials, the treasurer and the auditor, and tell them how bad they are and what they're doing wrong. I mean, why aren't these conversations happening in private. I'm not saying the business should be happening in private, but if you don't like the person and you don't like the job they're doing, why does this need to be on full display week after week after week in an open council meeting?
Well, I agree with that. And you know the Bible says that if you have a disagreement with something, someone, you go to them and you take someone with you and you talk it out. And basically, I feel like that's what should be done. I don't know. Again, it's just a power struggle.
Well, and you know, it's interesting, Brenda, because, you know, I have said in the years that I've covered politics here that I have not seen anything quite like this. You say in the 40 years you were here, you never saw anything like this. It's a power struggle, so how do we fix it?
Wipe the slate clean, get new officials and new city councils, the only thing I see. And it really needs to be both parties. I don't know. Or just forget about parties altogether. And as far as the charter goes, I cannot see where it will really help the city of Marion at all.
Well, what do you make of all this talk of the charter city? Because that's coming up in less than a month on the ballot. And it is interesting. You have a lot of former police officers, deputy sheriffs, the mayor, the law director, family members of people of city council, on city council, on this ballot. What do you make of all that?
Well, personal interests. They know what they want, and their good old boys club has decided what they want, and that's why they put them all up for election on that ballot. I've read the profiles that they've been able to get. Some of the candidates wouldn't answer Abby's requests for information, but yeah, it's just it's one-sided, and it's obvious to me. Like I said, I don't have a dog in the fight, but it's obvious to me that they know what they want, and they're going to get it one way or the other.
Well, why, in your opinion, for people out there listening, is the charter city a bad idea?
Well, again, whoever becomes your city manager, and that's usually the title that is given to a person that runs the city once you go charter-wise, they can pick and choose who they want, where they want, and what they want them to do, and tell them what to do, and just, I think, have much more power than what the mayor has right now.
You know,
being a statutory city, yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you because we have seen some interesting things, certainly one of them, and he's being a lot more vocal on social media now, the reemergence of Robert Landon in this charter discussion.
Yeah, and he's the one who started all the financial mess up that we have that's cost the city taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars with huge mistakes, the big check to the IRS that was supposedly sent by mistake, and they've had to pay penalties, and interest has piled up, and I don't know if they'll ever be able to get back out of debt and get the books balanced again.
And I do believe Robert is saying now that this was going on before him, and it's sort of, in a way, not his fault, I think is pretty much what he's saying.
Well, I would need to see the audit before he took office to make an opinion on that.
It's a very interesting time here in Marion, and a lot of people seem to like it. Nobody's running for office. You know, very few people running for office. It's going to be interesting to see how this all turns out in the end. I'm not sure where it all goes.
Well, I'm sure that, there are folks in Marion with good leadership skills and a good heart for the entire community and not just a few that should be considering being a public servant and serving their community.
Well, Brenda, it was good to see you the other night at the party, and I'm glad that you called in this morning. Thanks for calling.
All righty.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Brenda Donegan, formerly of the Marion Star, many, many years. Good to hear from her. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And, you know, I think it's just being in media a long time and seeing this stuff happen, you realize how out of the ordinary it is. It really is out of the ordinary for this stuff to keep happening and go on and on and on. And I understand there are laws. I understand that mistakes have been made. But the personalities, the things people say to each other is just so, it seems so personal. And if it's not personal, then I don't know what it is. I truly don't know what it is if it's not personal. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think part of the problem is that Collins is one of the old school cops. You know, with the advent of cell phones and cameras on officers and stuff, you know, they are taught to keep their cool. And I watch on YouTube sometimes where, you know, these cops, you know, arrest people and stuff. And before they even do it, the amount of abuse those cops are taking, I mean, it's unreal. But Collins' day, you know, you did not take that abuse. If you first started giving them a problem at all, boy, you're handcuffed down. And, you know, he's that mentality is in the city government now. Just like that, he was talking to somebody about keeping Jason Schauber, you know, in the loop or whatever, you know. that was disgusting for a, you know, especially the mayor to be saying that.
But you know what's interesting? And again, I think Bill Collins is probably, I don't know him personally, but I would guess a nice person. And I do know of things that he has done in private that are very nice. They're selfless acts. I don't think he's a negative person, and I do think that what he is doing, he thinks is right for Marion. What the question is why is the temperament so off? And why does he not do things that other people have done that have cost him along the way? And I do mean it sincerely. The reason Jack Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer came on once a month, there were questions they didn't like. I mean, go back and listen to the interviews. But they always wanted, on the other hand, after the questions they didn't like, they wanted to talk about what was going on that was good. And they also like clearing up things that weren't right. The problem is Bill never gets a chance to clear anything up because he doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't say anything.
He doesn't want to clear things up. He's that old school mentality that, you know, he's the law and what he thinks is, you know, is mandatory, you know. There's not much, and there's not much problems. I mean, there's only, what, one Democrat on there, or two Democrats?
One.
So, you know, I don't think you can blame this on the Democrats, you know. I just hope, you know, next election we, you know, like Brenda Donegan said, you know, get, you know, elect new people, get some new blood in there.
Well,
and the same with Tommy Reese. Heck, you know, what he's going to have first of the year? Is that when his term will end?
Yep, December 31st, he's done.
I mean, why even you know, have a big deal with him. He's going to be gone, and, you know, there's no reason to rake him over the coals or anything.
But why do you... Here's the thing that I notice. Okay, if you like these people, I understand that. And if you voted for them, I understand that too. But why do you have to believe that everything they do is right? Just because you like somebody...
Well, it's in the federal, you know, well, elections too, you know, with the people there. Not just the city, but I think, you know, the city at one time, you know, worked... You know, like you said, there was some time Scott's church, or, you know, may have come down with some heat, but like you said, he came in and talked, you know, once a month about the city.
Well, I...
And that's, like you say, that's one of Collins' downfalls, is not wanting to come in and explain things. Maybe if he explained things, we would... see a different light, but...
Well, and you know the thing, I've done interviews with him when he was the chief of police. I did interviews with him when he was deputy sheriff. I did interviews with him when he was running for mayor. I don't know what hit the fan when he became mayor that all of a sudden he decided that that was not a good idea. And I think part of the reason is his reign as mayor started on a very rough note, which was the whole, you know, I want the auditor to resign and I'm going to move her over to transit and that whole thing. I think it started on a rough note, you know, and now we've had 2 years of it and there have been rough notes, but I don't think they would have been as rough if he would have been on top of it and said, listen, this is why I made this decision. This is why I said what I said. I honestly think that would have helped him tremendously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, somebody can be completely right on something, but, you know, if they don't explain things, then, you know, you'll never know, you know, if what they did was right, or, you know, explain why you did something that maybe it didn't work, but say, you know, I don't think that was working out, but we're going to go this route now.
Well, I mean, I guess the question is why do we have to yell? And I'm not just talking about Mayor Collins, because that finance committee is right up there as well. For yelling at public officials, arguing all the time, and not getting a darn thing accomplished.
Well, they're yelling at the private people too that go up there and watch the meetings and want to say something. You know, when he got into it with Terry Klein that day, but Terry can be a little sometimes the way he phrases things can maybe get on your nerves a little bit, though. But
well, as I said,
you gotta keep your cool. That's what I'm saying. Cops are trained anymore to keep their cool. There's cameras that are on them, and you can't do that old school mentality anymore.
Well, I will say this, and again, I am not Mayor Collins' defender or his press agent, but I can understand why the comment that Terry made, which obviously I'm not going to make again, a few months ago, would get under your skin. And I can understand why he was unhappy with that. And I can that conversation on Monday, you know, it started off, without rehashing the whole thing, the mayor introduced what he thought the economic development position should be. Terry voiced his opinion about what he thought it should be and why he thought they were going down the wrong path. Terry went back to his seat. The mayor stood up again to kind of answer what Terry had said. And Terry started talking again, and the mayor said, you've had your time already, you know, it's my time now. And that's when Terry, from his seat, I can't if he said so what or big deal, I can't remember what he said, but when he said that, that's when the mayor, so, you know, Terry, I lost all respect for you the moment you went on the radio and said such and such. So that's how that kind of all evolved on Monday, or devolved, however you want to say. But, you know, I can understand.
Probably shouldn't interrupt it either, but has Terry been interrupted when he's trying to make a point?
Not that I remember. Now, he can prove me wrong here and say he has, but off the top of, he wasn't Monday. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, you know, sometimes about Terry. He can be a little annoying sometimes on some of the things he says and the way he phrases things, but I think Terry's a smart guy. I'd like to have him on that committee, but Terry has to understand there's ways to... You can go home on the radio and say some things, but when you're dealing with the city, you know, if you was mayor, you can't have that attitude. You got to have a little different attitude, you know, about what you're saying and things. But I don't know.
We'll hope it works itself out at some point.
Terry's not mad. I don't want Terry to be mad at me.
No. Listen. It's
just wanting to realize sometimes, you know, that there's better ways to say things and not.
Well, and like I said, Bill obviously listens. I sincerely do appreciate that. And if he ever wanted to call in to answer any of these questions, Bill, feel free. The phone line's open. 740-383-9944.
I mean, I'd like to listen to his opinion, and when he comes up for re-election, maybe I could support him. But I'm not going to support nobody that can't come on the radio and talk to us. It's not just you. Talk to us about what's going on and your feelings and, you know, things like that.
Well, that's a good point. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think these are interesting conversations to have. And again, it's all about opinion. Everybody's free to express their opinion in whatever way they would like to express it. And that's how it goes. 740-383-9944. But what everybody is seemingly saying after Monday night's fallout is the personalities are starting to overrun the city's business. And everybody has such a combative personality. Everybody has such a I gotcha type of personality that is really becoming a problem. You know, when Brenda Donegan calls in, who was with the Marion Star for over 40 years, and says, listen, I've never seen anything like that, and I was ashamed watching that meeting, you know, I think this is something people should take note of. And I keep thinking that, as I'm watching these meetings, I keep thinking, I don't ever remember it being like this. Is this the new norm? Is this how local politics is run now? Is this what it's all about? I don't know. 43 minutes past the hour. What's your thought? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe it's just where we are at this particular point, and who knows if we'll ever boomerang back? I don't know. It's an interesting world to operate in. I'll tell you that. It certainly is an interesting world to operate in. And I guess we'll see where it all goes from here. We've got a few months left this year. Well, we've got an election coming up in about a month. You know, the whole Charter City thing seems to be losing steam the closer we get to it. There certainly was a lot of talk about it back when it was put on the ballot. But honestly, I just don't hear people talking about it. And people thought, well, you're going to have to campaign for it. Is anybody campaigning for it? I haven't seen any yard signs about Charter City. I haven't seen anybody saying, vote for me, going door to door. Is anybody doing that? I haven't seen it. I don't know. That issue really was big for about 2 weeks. And then then it's become something people just seem to be disinterested in. Now, I'm not saying it won't pass. We're going to have a low voter turnout. It very well could pass. But who are the 15 names that are going to be chosen out of the 23? I mean, only 8 will not be chosen. So I don't know where this charter city thing goes. I as I've said continuously over the last couple weeks, I think it's broken off into 3 factions, and I'm not sure if that's going to be good for anybody in this whole charter city discussion. I think you've got the people who absolutely do not want a charter city. That's one group. And then you've got the people who do want a charter city. One group is the people who have had positions in city government or have positions in city government. And then the other side is the group who wants to change everything. And I'm not sure any of these 3 groups have any overlap. I don't even know if there's going to be an 8-person majority if this thing does go through, because there are so many people who feel so differently. Which essentially is what is difficult about a charter city, is that getting 8 people to agree on something is very, very, very difficult. And another issue here is when a city is in a precarious situation, which apparently we are with our finances, is this the best time to come in and start changing things? I don't know. You know, I guess that's on the voter to figure out. Guess we'll find out. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. Also, by the way, other topics other than what's going on locally with the city are certainly welcomed to be discussed here. Message here from one of our listeners this morning. Robert Landon has had several posts on Facebook asking for support to be elected to the Charter Commission. I have seen that. I think this is a big thing for Robert Landon. I think this is sort of I don't know if you'd call it a comeback for him, an attempt. I don't know how that name's going to be seen on the ballot, to be honest. Do people remember what happened in the last 4 years with him? I don't know. He kind of was very quiet for 4 years, and then all of a sudden, he's talking a lot now. So I don't know. But the whole conversation on Charter City has been very small. Carly Augenstein at the Palace on Friday, you know, certainly hope people do go. Local person coming back home to do a show. And as I say, the publicity has been great. So hopefully they have maybe a sellout crowd. Wouldn't that be great for somebody local coming back here to Marion? You know what I was thinking about yesterday? You know, Mayor Collins got jumped on Monday because he speaks at these men's breakfasts. And I got to thinking, now, are women not invited to these? I don't think that if a woman showed up to the men's breakfast that they would be ushered out the door. And also, doesn't the women's club have things where they invite people to speak? You know, I'm sure they've invited politicians. I would almost bet that. So I don't think men are excluded from coming to an event at the women's club. I don't know. I guess I didn't understand that Monday. I just don't know if anybody's excluded. Now, if a woman can't come to a men's breakfast, well, then there's a problem. But if you can, has anybody tried? Maybe it's just they're not publicized well. I don't understand that. And I also don't understand the whole bit. People found out about it because it was in the newspaper, but the picture in the newspaper is from the Harding Presidential Museum, which apparently is where this men's breakfast was held. It wasn't held at Kingston. Now, I do know that Kingston started having these events, but I don't know how it ended up at the Presidential Museum. I assume the Presidential Museum is not giving it to anybody for free. So I don't know what's going on there. There's a lot of things to talk about, as there always are. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Then there was talk about the penny. We talked about that earlier in the week. Slips were sent out to a lot of local businesses last week. The Federal Reserve Bank has recently announced the United States Mint has produced their last batch of pennies and distributed it to the federal districts. This cash vault has been impacted by this initiative, and we are unable to fulfill orders for penny denominations. All other coin and currency denominations are not impacted. Please do not order pennies in the future from this cash vault, as the order cannot be fulfilled. Now, that went to a lot of businesses in Marion last week, businesses that do a lot of business in pennies, I guess is what we should say. I don't know what the impact on that's, what impact that's going to have or where it's going to go, but it's fascinating. And again, the penny is not going to disappear because people are going to spend pennies. They're in circulation. But if you're a business and you go through a lot of pennies, you always go through more pennies than you take in, what do you do when you run out of the pennies you have on hand and the vault that you order from is telling you you cannot order from that vault anymore? Do you find another vault? I assume they're contracted with these people. I don't know what happens in that particular situation. I think that's going to come as a shock to a lot of customers who are shopping in places. 740-383-9944. Let's see here as we continue on this morning. What other subjects are on the agenda? And again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Well, do you like this colder weather that has come in? Is it something you enjoy? We sit at 51 degrees right now. It's been a minute since we had a morning this chilly. Is this something you enjoy? A little bit of colder weather as time goes along. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is a real politician. I want everybody to vote for me this November the 4th as a real politician. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I forgot to call you last week. What was orange?
Oh, gosh. Well, you're right. We did do that password last week with orange. I don't know if anybody got it.
Well, okay. We're not going to play around with it anymore, so what?
Well, we might. We might. It was a good one, apparently.
Nah.
Oh, yes. We're not done with that.
Oh, you're a sick bastard.
No. Hey!
Don't
make me lash out. I'll be a politician before you know it.
You know, you don't tease a cat and keep it from getting its reward. You let it win, you know? Come on, you can come up with another password. So what's orange?
Well, okay, now think about this. Okay, my clues that I eventually got through were orange, food, and I think there was another one, but orange food. Now think about this.
Marmalade.
Breakfast.
Marmalade. Orange.
Not marmalade. Breakfast.
Orange. An
orange. No. Let me give you something that'll make this easier.
Something
box.
Orange.
Box.
What?
Box.
Box.
Box. B O X.
Box. An orange box. I don't know. I don't eat that kind of junk.
No. This is a pretty healthy item.
Okay.
Orange box. Let me see. Kids.
Kicks.
Kicks. There you
kicks
go.
Kicks for kids.
Kicks. Yes. Kick. Now, how
the hell? You know, that's... man, Einstein wouldn't even have gotten that.
No, we had somebody call in last week and guess Wheaties, and I thought, okay, here it comes, and we never got it.
Well, it depends on the demographic listening to you, you know?
Well, I think everybody's had kicks.
Do they still make kicks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know something?
I've never watched Saturday morning television. I don't know. I can just remember, you know, Kicks is for kids and the rabbit jumping up and down.
Yeah, no, Kicks are still out there. But I'll tell you what's expensive is Cream of Wheat. Goodness gracious.
Really?
Little box of that red Cream of Wheat, that'll set you back a little bit now.
Try some steel-cut oats. Woo! Unreal.
People still love their oatmeal, though. That's something that...
Well, you know, you get some steel-cut oats, which is a lot better than, you know, flat-rolled oats and that. You put a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of walnuts, and some blueberries. You got yourself a breakfast that's going to hang around for you till at least afternoon, you know?
Well, you know, I don't know why more people don't do yogurt in the morning. I used to do yogurt in the morning, and that was quick. It was easy if you're on
so
the
why
go.
Why did you stop?
Well, I just really don't have breakfast anymore, which I know they say is bad for you, but I just got away from it because I...
Well,
this,
yeah.
Yeah, I just...
This will blow your mind. I have a salad for breakfast.
Oh, what kind of salad?
Depends. I buy those salad kits, then I buy a bag of chopped up romaine lettuce, cut up onions, this, that, might do a fried egg put in there, and some Kroger brand meatballs, and salad dressing. That'll carry me throughout most of the day.
You might need to take a nap before noon. That's a heavy breakfast.
Not really. I mean, you know, you get four meatballs, come in half. That's not a whole heck of a lot.
Hey,
I'll eat half of it and then have the other half for lunch.
We got about 3 minutes left here. Did you hear Brenda Donegan call in earlier?
No, what's she up to?
Well, she just called in to say how embarrassed she was by city council's meeting Monday. She had watched it on the feed, and how in 40 years...
How do you get that? Where on earth...
I don't know. It's somewhere.
The damn city council, the website, oh, it's a mess. And I talked with part of the administration, and they're upset with it as well.
Well, call the mayor. I'm sure he'll take the call and point you in the...
I texted him the last council meeting, and I said, what's up with the website? What's wrong with it? Never heard back. So I guess he's going to take a grudge to his grave with him. But, hey, Bill Collins, love ya!
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we got a couple of minutes left if anybody wants to drop anything in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It was Kicks. You know, does everybody remember? Oh, wait a second. I just thought about this. Terry said Kicks are for kids, and a rabbit was the spokesperson. That's Trix, T-R-I-X. Trix are for kids. Silly rabbit. Not Kicks are for kids. Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
All right, Spears. I had to do one of those phone call things. Give me the 2-minute rundown of what Brenda Donegan said, please.
Brenda said that she had watched it on Monday. She was ashamed at the way city officials were acting. She hadn't seen it in 40 years. To see a mayor act like that was certainly inappropriate, and the only way to fix these problems, she doesn't want the charter city, the only way to fix these problems is to get rid of what we got.
I agree with Brenda. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, okay, well, I hope I ran that down okay, Brenda, but, you know, I had to put it there in a little condensed synopsis. All right, 1 minute left to go, 740-383-9944. Well, I'll be back tomorrow. We can continue the conversation tomorrow. Heaven knows there's always something to talk about here. All right, we're under a minute to go. Okay, with 50 seconds, go ahead.
Okay, you got Kicks, and then you got Trix.
Yeah, and you went with, you meant Kicks, but you did the Trix thing.
So, one was General Mills, and the other was whatever the other was then.
Yeah.
They were competing then.
Yeah, Kicks was not the rabbit, and Kicks, it's not Kicks are for kids. Trix are for kids.
Trix. Tricks Are for Kids was the rabbits, right?
And that's a red box.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we got that.
Was the cereal both of them orange?
No, the Kix were in an orange box, Trix were in a red box.
Well, at that time, I was a Captain Crunch.
Oh, there, maybe you were just colorblind. Thank you. All right, we're done. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Legendary star of the Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.